opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
No effort, no care. That was a horrible, horrible showing. That team lost by 41 points last night. And you could argue, watching that first half, Golden State was almost as bad as the Rockets.
I don't care if they lost by 41, 31, 21. That game was over in the third quarter. And you kept Steph Curry in his box for two games and a half. And then you let him out. If you're going to get 35 out of him and 25 out of Durant, they're going to be very, very tough to beat. It says, stop hiding behind mental health issue.
How many kids with mental health issues have to shoot up schools before you start pretending like it's a real thing?
Tim says, you guys are the ones who missed what I said. Says, having a compromise will not automatically fix all the problems.
There's no magic potion.
There's nothing that's going to fix all the problems, but if you make changes that cut this back by 10%, that makes a difference. That's a lot of people who are still alive. No, you're not going to fix everything, and it's naive and it's stupid to think you will.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. And if you want to check us out on live stream, it's now working. Livestream.com/GauMedia/live. You'll see us sitting here talking. But hey, some people like that. A couple things that we haven't had a chance to talk about. It's really weird to me that what the Vegas Golden Knights have done this year is incredible. And now there's just all this backlash against them. Like, it was somehow a cheat that they were able to get all these players.
What?
Yeah, somebody tweeted me this weekend and I didn't respond to it because it feels tainted to me. If you paid any attention to how they actually did the expansion draft, they were set up to have a team that would be competitive. Not a playoff team, not a team that would win the Stanley Cup, but just be competitive. They happened to make some very, very shrewd moves. They went into it saying, we're going to get a whole bunch of defensemen, we're going to get a bunch of fast guys, and we're going to take this goalie who at times has been leaky, but when he's played at an elite level, he's a Stanley Cup winning goalie. And somehow it all came together, and they took a bunch of guys that nobody wanted. William Karlsson, the guy scored 40 goals this year for him. They gave him a chance. And, I think what they've done is amazing. And frankly, if you were to look at the roster of every other playoff team and a couple of teams that didn't make the playoffs, and you were to tell the average GM right now, would you take the Golden Knights roster or would you take the Toronto Maple Leafs roster? You're taking the Leafs.
Of course.
There's not a star player on this team. What they've done is incredible. I'm rooting for them. I hope.
Well, they have star names, but guys who are near the end of their line.
Yeah, Marc-Andre Fleury is a star, but he's 37 years old.
Right. And there's a reason why. But listen, anytime a new franchise comes along, there's an expansion. That team is picking from players that other teams don't want.
Right.
Like, or they want you to take. You know, because they don't want that contract anymore.
33 years old, sorry, but still.
But he's old. He's old.
And for the Penguins, it made sense because they had a good young goalie who was cheaper.
Well, they thought they did.
Yeah, he didn't.
Trust me, he was on my fantasy team. He ain't that good.
But I think if you were to hold a draft right now, like, let's say, okay, every team gives up all its players. And you pick whatever draft order randomly and do a snake draft because it's the only way to be fair. I'm not sure how deep you get before. I'm certain you get out of the first round. I'm not sure how deep in the second round you get before you take a Golden Knight player.
I don't know. You'd be a long way.
And I'm not talking fantasy. I'm talking about actual
real hockey. Life hockey, yeah.
Yeah, because maybe you take a flyer on William Karlsson, but are you counting on him to do that every year? So I think what they've done is amazing. It's not cheapened in any way. I am really blown away by what those guys did. And frankly, in the series against Winnipeg, Winnipeg was the better team. They really were. Marc-Andre Fleury was the better goalie, and that made all the difference in the world. He made some ridiculous saves, and that discourages a team. And so I think they have a real good chance to win. And one thing I throw out, I kind of like a bet that Kansas City Joe tweeted earlier today about taking the Caps at plus 800 mm-hmm. to win the whole thing. Because if they win tonight, it'll go to a game seven, and I think they could pull it off. And they're a team that if they got by them, I think they could beat Vegas. But I don't know.
You're picking against Vegas in the finals anyway, though, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing that. I still think the West is complete. To me, they just beat, well, the two best teams in hockey to me this year were the Jets and the Predators, and they had the best records. They just knocked off the Jets, who had knocked off the Predators.
Right.
And if you can beat that team, I think you can beat either the Capitals or the Lightning. Lightning have a lot of talent, but I'm not sure yet. I think I may pick the Knights to win it. I haven't decided yet, but it depends on the matchup. Capitals, for some reason, the Capitals scare me more than the Lightning do from a Vegas perspective.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. I'm happy to see it. The other thing was Preakness, and I got almost – I was a little disappointed that he didn't win by more, because my plan all along was to bet against him at the Belmont.
You were hoping it'd be a blowout?
Yeah, I was really hoping he'd win by 5 or 6.
Well, did you pick the right horses behind him?
No, I didn't, but I on a couple of my premium plays on pregame, I hit the double pretty hard, and I hit the pick 4 because I had the races before that, but didn't get the try. But it was also... The race went very weird when Good Magic, and I'm not faulting them for doing this, but Good Magic, they just decided, look, we're going to go to the lead. We're going to take the race to him and make him beat us. That's the only way we can beat him. And when they did that, it made him work harder. It made both of them work harder and essentially burned Good Magic off. I mean, he was done, wound up finishing 4th. And the other two, it looked like they were closing at the end, but they were really just kind of grinding, and Justify was stopping. And one thing that would have been funny to me is the whole pre-race show was about Mike Smith and the veteran and Big Money Mike. He quit riding that horse, and I don't think he saw the 8 horse coming on the outside, and he damn near got beat. And that would have been kind of funny to me if that horse had lost because he quit riding there in the stretch. But I think that he regressed quite a bit. We talked about on the podcast, how his buyer figures were all 101, 107, 104. He came in at 97 for that one. So he came back closer to the field than they came to him. And I think going into the Belmont, I think we'll see a better effort than we saw from him Saturday, but I will be betting against him with pretty much I'm going to bet against him with both hands.
Okay.
I'm just waiting to see who's there. And I think the pace scenario will be a lot, but I think that he can...
There'll be more horses in that race, right?
I would hope, although the first thing I saw, there was only like 7 or 8 horses interested. But I think people will watch that race and say, you know what? I don't know that he's unbeatable. I think I'm going to take a shot. So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do this at our Jewelers Gym of the Day, because we haven't done that yet. I also got a giveaway coming up that I need to tell you about. And here you go.
Give it, bo biv it.
Listen for your chance to win in the name game. It's where we call two names, and one of those is your name. Well, maybe it's your name.
Could
I don't
be.
Know.
Could it be your name. Could be.
You try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Beavers, the laid-back eatery serving barbecued organic meats, inventive cocktails, and microbrew beers. Yes, we're the show doing the giveaway. Listen for your chance to win. It is this hour. It's coming up, so you don't want to go anywhere. We want our Sports Map 94.1 listeners to have a chance, too. We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to get in. We do have the live stream working now, so if you want to check us out, I don't know why, but we're there. You can. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I kind of think if it weren't for Florida, that Connecticut would get a lot more attention as a really bleeped up place.
I don't think of it as that, but I mean,
I don't either.
Maybe I should.
But when
maybe I'm missing out on something.
You know, Aaron Hernandez from Connecticut.
That's true.
There's always about once a month we'll have a story pop up from there, and you go, man, that's very Florida like. And it even involves an alligator.
Okay.
So, again, but authorities in Connecticut recently arrested a man who allegedly used an alligator in a bizarre attempt to extort money from the family of a man he's accused of kidnapping. The kidnapped man had to call his aunt living in Bridgeport. He said, they got this alligator on me, and they saying that if no money is given, they are going to have him chewing on me. The victim, identified only as a 21-year-old, reportedly told his aunt he'd been kidnapped, and the man who'd abducted him was demanding $800 in ransom for his release.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's a reasonable amount. You can scrape that together, Granny.
I bet the alligator cost more than that.
Yeah.
He said when the woman demanded proof that her nephew was unharmed, the kidnapper allegedly texted her a photo of her nephew hog-tied in a tub with a 3-foot American alligator on his back baring its teeth.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, police traced the phone that had been used to communicate with the aunt and were ultimately able to find the suspect and the victim at a hotel.
Was the victim really a victim, or was he in on it?
Well, see, isn't that the first thing you think
of
now
course.
When you see a kidnapping?
Especially one that absurd.
Well, especially
$800.
Well, and I've been watching Trust, so I think that's that one kind of pops out too. But it says he had burn marks on his face and arm, and he allegedly said the assailant had inflicted with a lighter. Suspect reportedly was armed with a large knife. He's been identified. Oh, check this out. As Isaias Garcia, 30, of Garland, Texas.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know about the big Connecticut to Texas pipeline, but a woman at the hotel who identified herself as Garcia's girlfriend has reportedly been questioned but not charged. Okay, if you're his girlfriend, don't you know what he's up to with the alligator? Just curious. Bridgeport Police Lieutenant Christopher LeMain told the Connecticut Post, it is an outrageous case, but it is clear from the evidence that this young man's life was in danger. This was no joke. 3-foot alligator on your back. Well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
That alligator's probably thinking, I'm wearing your ass on my feet for a change. Make some boots out of you. Did you see the cougar attack in Washington?
I did see that.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't like that.
Yeah, the animals are fighting back.
Which yeah.
I don't mind, as long as they don't fight back here. Although I'm still nervous about this coyote running around my neighborhood. But it said two friends riding their bikes in a wooded area of Washington State were attacked by a cougar, which killed one of them in the state's first fatality in more than 90 years. Okay, if you're keeping stats on cougar attacks, that's not a good sign. But first fatality in 90 years, the two cyclists saw the cougar, which was a 100-pound male, in pursuit, and one of them screamed. They stopped, got off their bikes, and made noise to ward it off, as people in such situations are advised to do. Is that what you're supposed to do?
I don't know.
I kind of think I'd try to go full on Lance Armstrong and go as fast as I can and find a downhill to just take off. But that's just me. Either that or if I'm off that bike's going to be a weapon.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be doing.
I wouldn't get off the bike, though.
Yeah, well, unless you're like, trying to go uphill, but then just turn around and go by him faster.
Yeah, the hills go uphill one way.
Yeah, there's an uphill and then there's a downhill.
Now, unless you go downhill into the cougar den,
Right. If he had friends.
Right. That'd be bad.
That would be a problem. But yeah, if I were to get off the bike, I'd be using that thing as a weapon. But at first it appeared to work. The cougar fled. But as they were about to pedal away, the cougar returned. He outsmarted him. It jumped on Isaac M. Setterbaum, putting its mouth around his head and shaking him. It released him and chased after the other cyclist who had started to run. That cyclist was Sanja J. Brooks.
Setterbaum, wasn't that the lady who was on the TV earlier?
She looked like she'd been chewed on. Never mind. Setterbaum, who'd been bloodied but survived, rode away from the scene. He could see the cougar dragging Brooks into the woods. Setterbaum later told the authorities that he had to travel 2 miles before getting a cell phone signal and calling 911. By the time help arrived, it was too late. Officers found the body of Brooks, who was known as SJ, underneath a log in what appeared to be the cougar's den. The animal was atop the body, and about 30 miles east of Seattle this happened.
You want to know who wouldn't have gotten killed by that cougar?
Who?
Arian Foster.
No. You know what? I'm going to say...
A cougar doesn't have thumbs.
Yeah, but tell you what, I think I'd take a cougar in a fight over a wolf.
Depends on the size. Like,
well, you're thinking like dire wolf Game of Thrones. That's a different animal, but those... Eh, maybe. I actually watched one of those stupid...
I think I would go with wolf, though.
Really? Well,
because honestly, I feel like if my dog got in a fight with a mountain lion, I feel like
if it's big enough to grab a dude by the head and swing him around, that's a badass cougar.
That's true.
I don't know many wolves that can do that.
That's true.
But I would first off, this guy, nice job of protecting your lady and letting her be the one get eaten here. But second off, I watched this special and it was. Actually, it was cougar versus wolf, and they did this whole thing where they put all these cameras out trying to catch a battle between a cougar and a wolf pack. And I watched this for an hour, and of course, they keep setting it up every commercial break. And finally, do we see the confrontation we've all been waiting for? And nope, they never confronted. Just so happened that they showed a cougar walk by on camera in the dark, and then a wolf walked by later, and that was it. So I spent an hour of my life waiting to see a cougar versus a wolf, and nothing, because that was the name of the show, Cougar versus Wolf. I got sucked into that, and there was one other one. I mean, and then there was another one right after that that was something like alligator.
I would be pissed if that was the name of a show and it never happened.
I was a little bit pissed, and then I was going to watch another one and then chickened out. I don't remember exactly what it was called.
Sort of like Michael Phelps racing a shark.
Yes.
Oh, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
But that was a lie. It was a lie. It's a shame. So, in Big Ben, they have signs everywhere that teach you to stay still and grab a weapon. Okay. I'm pretty sure I could use a bike as a pretty good weapon against a cougar, especially if he's only 100 pounds. He said he was malnourished and sick, so.
Well, that's why he was hungry. He's trying to eat.
Well. And I don't know why you didn't do that. I'd be swinging that bike like crazy. But it sounds like they got duped into thinking they were safe. All right. We're going to take a quick
Don't turn
break.
Your back on the cougar pack either, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that on the cougar. It was a very sneaky move. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You might wind up in a body bag. You took your chances. Now it's time to show you were wrong. In the rain, this is poor. All you sucks, the strong. Day in. Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back, and it's time, listen, for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, which is a $50 gift certificate to Beavers, the laid-back eatery serving barbecued organic meats, inventive cocktails, and microbrew beers. Yes, we're the show doing the giveaway. So here we go. We're looking for an Alex or Chris to call the show. Be the first caller now at 713-780-3776 to win a $50 gift card to St. Bernard. First one out of Chris or Alex.
I know a lot of dudes named Chris and Alex.
I do too. I've got like a, that's like a, probably 100 friends with those names. So
I don't have 100 friends, but like I've got a lot.
I might be, I might have exaggerated just a bit, sir. Tim said, I watched a 3-hour National Geographic special about finding mummies in Egypt. They never found them.
Yeah. There was a whole, wasn't there a whole documentary on called Finding Hitler? Guess what? Spoiler alert.
Nope.
They didn't find him.
Nope. That's how Al Capone's vault work out for Geraldo. Not so much. Yeah, this was like a series of animal versus animal things. So I was really disappointed in it when I didn't get to see a wolf and a cougar. Because I was curious. I mean, to me, that seems like a fair fight, although it was more than one wolf. So, oh well. Clayton wanted to know, what are the odds? Clayton's one of the names for the name game. Sorry, man.
Sorry, Clayton.
It's got to be Alex or Chris. Well, I saw a bunch of calls and then they disappeared. John, what happened? Did we screw something up? Just out of curiosity? So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
We had a winner, and then we're getting his info, and then he hung up.
Oh, because he probably wasn't really Alex or Chris.
No.
He's a fake. Yep. He's a fraud. Yep.
Okay, so it's still there for you, Alex and Chris. Damn, do I got to nap? Now it's lighting up again. So.
Shocker.
281, what about cougars versus snakes? Is that a different kind of show? Maybe we should talk to Beth about that on Wednesday, huh?
We all know how that game ends.
Every time I hear the name of that beaver's place, I always think of Mandy Patinkin in another obscure movie reference. Sorry. In Alien Nation, when he asks him what he's eating, he goes, beaver. What? Beaver. That's what the aliens ate, was beaver.
Of course they did.
Okay. Sorry. No, actual
dead
beaver on a plate.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not like what you're thinking. What hour did you guys talk about gun laws and shootings? That was almost the whole first hour. The whole first hour was rockets in that. So someone wants to know, is Alex Bregman eligible? Yeah, Alex can win. I'm okay with Alex winning. I have no hatred of Alex Bregman. I don't love him. I don't really hate him.
F-A-B-F. Yeah. I mean, that last F was F.
Yeah, it's true. But seems to me that's between you guys.
It is. I mean, you know how many listeners we have that I don't like? Plenty. I'm not going to single him out. No, he can't win prizes.
I don't really hate anybody. Gab says there are multiple seasons of Hunting Hitler. Great. By now, it's kind of like the Bigfoot thing. By now, if you haven't found him, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think season 12 of Finding Hitler is going to be the one where they walk in and say, hey, look, here he is. We got his bones here in Argentina.
Yeah.
The mustache is still alive. I'm amazed at some of the things people watch. I really am. But hey, whatever entertains you, it's like I always say, I geek out over stupid dragons and little people, so I don't really fault anybody for geeking out over hunting Bigfoot or Hitler.
Right.
I've been watching a lot more of those kind of documentary type shows, but excuse me. But that one was kind of a turnoff when I didn't get a payoff on it. I just, if you're going to have animals fighting, let's see the animals fight.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Don't get my hopes up. You know, I like the idea of animals versus animals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or animals versus human beings.
Yeah.
Or little kids falling off escalators.
Lamont asked if we hit on the Astros fan that interfered with the ball on Friday. And then he asked if I was in Austin when Matt Brown's stepson touched a live ball on the field. I was, in fact, there. And we were all over that dude. My big takeaway from the Astros thing is don't take your glove to a game if you're a grown-up. It's pretty simple. If you're over, 14 years old, They should take away your glove at security like it's a folding knife and just say, I'm sorry, sir, you can't bring that inside here.
Listen, I'm going to disagree. If you're a really dorky dude with no life and no girlfriend, it's okay. Because you don't have much to go on anyway.
I don't think so. And plus, his wife came out and was like, he didn't know it was fair. He was shelling peanuts for our baby. And
it was her first game.
And he was trying to protect her from getting hit with the ball. First of all, that ball had no chance of hitting your baby, sir. Second of all, how the hell were you shelling peanuts while you're wearing your baseball mitt? Bum, bum, bum. Holes in the story. And your sorry-ass glove.
Are you saying,
no catching, dude.
Are you saying they're not telling the truth?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's a lie. He was just a dude who thought it was cool to bring a glove to a ball game. He's been waiting his whole life to catch a ball. And he was, because that's the only reason, right? Why else would a 30-something-year-old man have his glove at a ball game? He's wanted to catch one his whole life. It's weird. And it's inappropriate.
Well, it's amazing to me that you're a 30-something man with a glove and you have a wife.
Exactly.
That's what I don't
get. And she let you impregnate her.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, whatever. I think kids should, if kids want to take gloves, I think that's great.
Kids are different.
Yeah. But once you get over a certain age, I mean, if you're in your 30s or 40s even, which I've seen, you're the baseball equivalent of the cat woman, the woman whose house is full of cats, who lives by herself. She's got 37 cats. That's you. You're the male version of it. Baseball glove guy in his 40s.
Poor guy.
That's all right.
Yeah, Teresa's like really good friends went to high school with that guy.
Oh, really?
And the girl. Boy. Yeah.
So he's not that old then, because you guys are young.
No. He's not that old. Okay. Yeah, he was a lot.
So he's in his late 20s?
Late 20s, yeah.
Dude.
Interesting.
Did they tell him that it's inappropriate what he did?
I don't know if that we had that conversation, but they were like, "Oh my god, he's like trending," and like they told us that he felt really bad, and the wife was like, "I wasn't yelling at him; like he didn't know what was going on."
She looked like she was yelling at him
a little bit. She had that snarky look on her face.
It's like, "What the bleep are you doing, dickweed?" That's what it looked like to me. That was almost an exact quote.
It was fair.
Oh. So we'll have Cavaliers Celtics coverage beginning at 7. And Jong, I know you didn't get to go see Deadpool this weekend because you're preparing for marriage, but are you guys close on your preparations here? How good on a scale of 1 to 10 do you feel about where things are leading into Saturday?
We have all the big things planned out, but we just need to tie up loose ends.
Okay.
Like what? What's that mean?
You know, who's doing what? You know, how we transporting things there, that kind of thing. Sure we have everything.
Are you wanting me to get up and give a speech?
If you want to.
I don't.
Does it have to be in Korean or Vietnamese?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, I'm just curious, because at some point something bad's going to happen and everybody's going to freak out. Just be forewarned.
I know.
Like the caterers, well, caterer you're probably cool on, but something happens with the alcohol, or somebody's family member decides to show up and it's the one everybody hates and they're at the table with all the people you don't want to be pissed off. And there's all kinds of things that could go wrong.
Yeah, and then Jerome texted me, I think last week, and was like, "Hey, so if this game goes to game 6, I'm not going to be able to make your wedding. So take me off, and if it happened to go 5 games, I'll just show up." And I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, see that and that sucks because you can't, cuz you got, I mean, I know you guys are paying for like per seat.
Yeah.
And you can have like a little bit of leeway, but not like more than one or two, really.
Listen, if he can't make it, do you want me to eat his food and drink his drinks? Cuz I'll do it.
I mean, it's
you need me to.
You can eat his food, I'll drink his drinks.
I mean, it's not like you're going to get an extra plate. It's the food's going to be at the table. So if it's a table of 8, it's going to be food enough for a table of 10. So you're going to get extra food regardless.
Oh, so it's going to be like we're going to have our own miniature buffet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What is there going to be a General Tso's chicken?
No, I don't think so.
Not even at the white people's tables?
No.
Don't you know that's what white people eat, Jong?
There'll be some like there'll be fried rice.
Okay, I can eat that.
Yeah, no, there'll be stuff on there that you'll.
You're not gonna have like real authentic Asian food, right? Like a like rooster heads or something like that.
No, there'll be. I think we ordered lobster. There'll be lobster there, like Asian style lobster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good.
But no General Tso's chicken.
No.
All right, it's too late to change that.
Yeah.
So what time do we need to be there? Because I want to plan a pre
cocktail hour starts at 6.
Are you going to the ceremony though?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to the
after party.
Right, right, right. Just like everybody else.
Okay.
That's why I'm thinking we could meet somewhere at 5 and get our drink on before we go. That's the plan.
So you want to show up to his cocktail hour hammered?
No, having had one or two, I want to be a little, I mean, because let's be honest, it is a reception. You don't want to show up and be totally sober when you get
there. What's the closest brewery to his?
I'm guessing Eighth Wonder?
Eighth Wonder's probably it. That's the only walking distance one. But there's a really cool bar right around there that has a lot of good beer on tap.
Okay.
That nobody goes. Well, I don't say nobody goes to. I go to it all the time.
Yeah, and we'll have some Carbuck there too. So Eric.
Yeah, but we're talking about for the pre-gaming.
Yeah, I mean
it's an open bar too.
Yeah, you're going to be taking pictures and shaking hands and fending off really old women who want to try to soil you before you're actually.
No, that's not going to happen.
It's an open bar.
Yeah.
So you guys had to pay for an open bar and all that Remy Martin.
Yes, yeah, some of that's going to the open bar, and we actually need to go buy some vodka too. But we have wine for the open bar, and the Carbuck's going to be for the open bar.
Okay,
interesting.
Jeez.
So somebody says, question: since my daughter is one, and I'm going to start taking her to Astros games, is it okay for a dad in his early 30s to bring a glove?
No.
I mean, if you're trying to catch the ball for her,
no. A grown man in his 30s can catch a foul ball with his hands.
Yeah.
Catwoman. Any place where the ball could be hit so violently that you couldn't catch it with your hands, they have a net and you wouldn't be able to catch it anyway.
That's not entirely true because I've sat in those dugout seats down there on the first base side. You better have your head on a swivel because not just hard hit balls go in there, but bats go in there.
Well,
a glove's not going to help you against a bat, though.
I believe you should. If you're a grown man, you should be able to catch a ball.
Just like running
and at least knock a ball down.
Well, down there, I would have a different opinion because I've seen balls go into seats really fast. And even with a glove, you might be in trouble.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, if a bat comes after you, that's kind of the equivalent of a cougar coming after you and you're getting off your bike. You're going to get
chomped
up pretty bad.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. We've been talking about these guys for a while. You know the deal. You've got a cell phone. You've got pay TV. You've got internet, electricity, home and auto insurance. You also know you're paying too much. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, I know this is a good idea. It's going to save me money. It's going to save me a lot of money. And I'm just too lazy to do it. Stop being lazy. Save yourself that money, guys. It'll be worth it in the long run. They've been running the $150 challenge. And they're now so confident they've doubled the guarantee from $150 to $300. So if they don't save you at least $300, you get every penny back. You'll owe nothing. That's real money. They are going to save you money. I guarantee it. There's still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 a year or $4,000 a year. Start the savings now. It's really simple. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal bill advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Spring pollen, other allergens, they're in the air. They're coming into your home through dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets. Get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning Spring Special. For a limited time, they'll clean 3 rooms for $100. They'll give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind all this soap, all this water, all these chemicals that trap dirt and allergens. And you know what that's going to do? It's going to make your family sick. It's going to make your kids, your pets. It's going to make you sick. And you don't want to be sick. I don't like it. You don't like it. 281 Dirt Free, go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in that free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Let's do the dumbass report.
Let's do it. Not a great idea. Smoking weed in a car that you've broken into. Really bad idea. Doing it at a dealership.
Oh.
Yeah. Oklahoma City. They don't grow them smart there.
Oklahoma is in the right behind Florida conversation.
Oh, yeah. Two teens were busted after they were caught smoking weed in the cars they broke into. Happened early Saturday morning at Ben's Auto Sales. You can see ashes, said Ben, who I'm guessing owns Ben's Auto Sales. They were smoking weed. Marijuana cigars were found in the door handle and ashes throughout the car. Another car was missing pieces. Basically, they tried to take the dash apart. I'm not sure if they were trying to steal it. The teens were busted by people looking at cars. A couple of customers, previous customers, they were walking around late last night looking at cars. That's what they do all the time. And they seen these two guys that were kind of suspicious getting into the cars, and they'd seen some smoke. Police were called, and one of the teens was arrested on the scene. The other was captured after a brief chase. One of the teens, identified as 19-year-old Jacob Anaya, they say one of the teens was also armed with a BB gun. Oh, boy.
So I guess somebody was shopping. Hey, look, those two fellers over there smoking weed in that F-150. I wanted to buy that, too. Damn.
Stockton, California. Stockton, bitch. That's where the Diaz brothers are from. Police say employees stopped a man who tried to rob a CVS pharmacy, where he once worked as the loss prevention officer.
Ooh.
It's like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah, well, inside job. It's always the best.
Early Sunday morning, a masked suspect armed with a knife held up employees at the CVS. As the suspect began to walk out with around 2,500, employees tackled him and restrained him. Once officers arrived, they pulled the ski mask off and revealed his identity. 24-year-old Nicholas Juarez, who once worked at the store. His car was found in the parking lot with a fake license plate, and the vehicle, the VIN number was hidden with duct tape. Juarez was arrested on suspicion of armed robbery. And finally, a fight broke out at an Outback Steakhouse because a small child was kicking the seat of another group of the restaurant. Police said the disagreement turned physical with people from each party hitting each other. A child was knocked down during the fight. Police charged Miguel Gallardo, who's 51, and Domingo Vasquez, who's 34, with breach of peace and risk of injury to a minor. They appeared in court last week. I love that. Because kids kick seats. They do it.
Yeah.
Rarely do you turn around and punch the guy whose kid is kicking the seat.
Yeah, I mean, you ask him to stop doing it. You ask the parent to deal with it. And then, you know, and I guess worst case scenario, I just ask to move our table.
Right.
Get the hell away from a kid. I don't think fighting him would be on my list. All right, it's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. The countdown continues. Great job, AJ Hoffman. I'm Fred Fowler. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.